In the big city near the park, on the 24th floor of a lofty high-rise, there lived a distinguished cat named Sir Fluffington, who was no ordinary cat. He was a rotund, dapper feline with a shiny ebony coat and a pair of claws, formidable and precise, which rivaled those of a surgeon's scalpel. Now, one might assume that these claws were for hunting, but you see, Sir Fluffington was not, by any means, your typical hunting cat. He was a connoisseur of comfort, a lover of luxury, and a devotee of delicious dinners. The only hunting he did was when he stalked the canned tuna in the kitchen pantry. One day, his owner, a rather absent-minded writer named Maximilian Fairfax, brought home a new couch. It was a magnificent piece, upholstered in plush velvet of a deep burgundy color. Fairfax was overjoyed, envisioning himself lounging on the couch, penning his next masterpiece. But little did he know, Sir Fluffington had other plans. The moment Fairfax left for his daily stroll in the park, Sir Fluffington pounced on the opportunity. He approached the couch with the air of a seasoned artisan, his claws at the ready. With a flurry of swift movements, he began to work. And voila! The once unblemished velvet now bore the unmistakable signature of Sir Fluffington. He had turned the couch into a canvas, his claws serving as paintbrushes. Fairfax returned to find his couch transformed. His shock was palpable, but so was his awe. He stared at the intricate patterns etched onto the velvet, a mix of swirls, lines, and dots. It was abstract art, created by a cat. A thought struck him. Perhaps Sir Fluffington's claws were not just for hunting, after all. As the weeks passed, Fairfax noticed more of Sir Fluffington's alternative uses for his claws. They served as a makeshift alarm clock, gently prodding Fairfax awake when it was time for breakfast. They were a tool for communication, tapping out Morse code messages on the wooden floor. They were even a means of transportation, allowing Sir Fluffington to scale the bookshelf with the agility of a mountaineer. While reluctantly visiting the town's notorious gossip queen, Fairfax and Sir Fluffington bore witness to Mrs. Chitterley struggling to thread a needle while spilling the daily tea. With his paws tucked under him, Sir Fluffington watched the comedy unfold. Mrs. Chitterley, with her glasses perched precariously at the end of her nose, squinted and fumbled, dropping the thread more times than she cared to admit. Leaping onto the table, Sir Fluffington extended a single claw, deftly threading the needle in a single attempt. Mrs. Chitterley was left speechless, a first in the town's history, as Sir Fluffington nonchalantly groomed his paw, feigning indifference to the applause that echoed from the fellow guest in the room. On one particular occasion, Fairfax found himself locked out of his apartment. He had misplaced his keys during his morning stroll and was now stranded in the hallway. As he pondered his predicament, he heard a scratching sound from inside the apartment. It was Sir Fluffington, clawing at the lock. Fairfax watched in disbelief as the doorknob turned and the door creaked open. There stood Sir Fluffington, looking rather pleased with himself. His claws, it seemed, were also an effective lock-picking device. From that day forward, Fairfax gained a newfound appreciation for Sir Fluffington and his versatile claws. They were not just for hunting, they were for creating art, communicating, climbing, and even unlocking doors. They lived happily in their high-rise apartment, a writer and his artistically inclined cat, navigating the adventures of life with the help of a pair of extraordinary claws. As for Fairfax's precious velvet couch, it was donated to the Modern Art Museum. If anyone ever tells you that a cat's claws are just for hunting, remember the story of Sir Fluffington. For in the right paws, claws can be so much more. Tickets go on sale Saturday.